Welcome to the SFDC Consultant Podcast. Today, I'm sharing a conversation with Gaurav Kintripal. Gaurav is the impersonation of a true Salesforce trailblazer and MVP. He has supported the community throughout his career, and I'm delighted to share a conversation that I had with him. A number of people have reached out and asked about the best way to start a business with an app on the AppExchange. So today, we will be speaking about product development outsourcers. These are companies that can support you from the app idea stage through development, security review, and continuous support and development.
My name is Gaurav Kintripal. I currently work as Chief Technology Officer at MTX, a Salesforce and a MuleSoft partner. To take you back in time on my Salesforce journey, I started off long back in 2007. I started working on Salesforce in 2007. My wife actually says I got married to Salesforce in 2007 because I spent a lot of time on it. And it's been a fun journey. I started off as a module lead and then grew up the ladder to be a technical lead, a technical architect. And now I work as a CTO with a partner. And I've been very fortunate to work on a variety of verticals within Salesforce, whether that's mobile development, core platform, secondary cloud, sales cloud, service cloud, and exploring marketing cloud and Pardot now. And then if I were to pick two specialties, that would be e-commerce and mobile development, where I've really done some good stuff. And I really enjoy working in those two domains. So overall, it's been a fun, long 13 years with Salesforce. Along the way, I think I've been very fortunate to have a rewarding career as well. Salesforce made me an MVP in 2016. I was recognized as a trailblazer as well. And then Einstein, which is the AI platform, I'm one of the flag bearers. I'm an Einstein champion. I love to evangelize that platform with few experiments, as I call them, that I managed to do on the platform. So that's a little bit about me.
Now, what I wanted to get into a bit more detail today and probably have your take on this is around product development outsourcing. And this is something that you've had a bit of experience previously. And what I was going to say, just for starters, would you be kind enough just to explain what that means and what that entails to, you know, partner with or work with a product development outsourcer when it comes to the Salesforce platform?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that you asked that question because although, I mean, people know about consulting partners, people know about ISV partners, PDO or product development outsourcing partners, that's a mystery to most people, even in the Salesforce ecosystem. There is not a lot of awareness around it. I was very fortunate that I worked for about 11 years in my previous organization, which was a PDO and which gradually moved up the ladder in the PDO space. And I was actually a part of that whole exercise where we started off with that PDO partnership at the lowest level, and then we scaled it up. So the core idea is that unlike a consulting engagement where you are just providing consulting services, a PDO partner is somebody who's actually helping you out to build a product on Salesforce, whether that product is something that you would list on AppExchange or whether that product is something that is catering to some other use cases, like you want to build a product and you want to integrate it with, say, SAP or with any other third-party system. But you want, it's not just a consulting service. There is a tangible product which is coming out of that engagement, and that is a product that you intend to use or white label across multiple engagements. So that in essence is PDO. And then there are several nuances around it, several levels, as I mentioned, about the PDO program, and I'm happy to share more details about it, as I understand.
In terms of that, my assumption around that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but let's just say that I'm thinking about an application or a use case to push on the AppExchange as a product. Would that be a suitable solution for me to approach? And what would you say would be best practices for me to potentially approach a PDO partner? Should I have, let's just say, outlines of my application use cases? At which stage of my planning should I approach a partner for me to ask for support around this? What would you recommend around that?
Absolutely. So building an AppExchange product or an application is probably the number one use case why you would look for a PDO service. And the way that a lot of customers do it is they would simply go to AppExchange, and all credit to Salesforce. I think they have done a fantastic job with it, is that on AppExchange, you can actually list down, you can filter based on whether a specific consultant company is a PDO or not. And then within that also, you can actually look at what tier they are at. So whether they are just certified, they are a certified navigator, whether they are a specialist navigator, or whether they are at the highest level, which is a master's navigator. And to your second question, when is a good time to approach a PDO in terms of your overall journey? Is it that you just have an idea in your brain? Is that a good starting point to approach a PDO? I think there is no one size fits all approach here. If you have an idea which you think is nobody has done that before, and you think that it's a really good use case for Salesforce customers, and it would really do well on AppExchange, either as a free app or a paid app, it doesn't really matter, then I think having an initial conversation with a PDO is not a bad idea. But I think the golden rule is the more detail that you have, the merrier. I think otherwise, it will obviously take you a few iterations to flesh things out in terms of business requirements, and get to a functional specification. And then the PDO can actually give you a LOE or an estimate in terms of what they think would be a reasonable cost and a timeline to it. But as I said, I think, and I read this on the AppExchange blog a long back, I think the beauty of the Salesforce platform is that even if the customer does not have any technical background whatsoever, if they just have an idea and they know what they want, they can engage PDOs who can help them turn those ideas into reality. So that's the best part of it all.
In regards to the AppExchange and in regards to publishing that, I do have a bit of a scenario here that I've had a discussion a while with someone on the podcast, and they mentioned that potentially there is a difficulty, or not really a difficulty, but it's more challenging to actually get an app on the AppExchange than it used to be. Not from a technical point of view, but from a bureaucracy point of view around checks that Salesforce need to do around your entity. So where I was coming from is the fact that you can deal with all of that, so might as well get someone to deal with the technical piece. And in terms of the submission and the security review, I know that based on the size of your application and based on the complexity, I guess, of the application, you may end up in some instances and some situations in there where it gets rejected. You need to relook at that, etc. And I myself been part of that. I think I got the application rejected twice and got it through the third time. But what I was going to say, what's the level of support that these partners can provide throughout the process, and especially in terms of the security review? Because I think it's a very tight process that Salesforce are running there. Am I wrong in assuming that?
No, absolutely. I think that is a pain point for a lot of customers when they try and get through the security review. And obviously, for things like that, you need to rely on partners who have kind of been there and done that. So as I said, in my past life, I mean, being a PDO, AppExchange submissions and security reviews were something that we were doing all the time. So the typical tool set, I mean, the check marks, force.com security scanner, and a little nuances in terms of even when you are filling out the form of what your application is supposed to do, the information that you need to provide, demo credentials, a sandbox for Salesforce to test. Although, I mean, you could do it all on your side as well. But I think I'm a big fan of don't reinvent the wheel. And if there's somebody who can do it better and more efficiently, then and at a fraction of a cost, it would obviously be a time consuming exercise for people to do it themselves. So in that sense, that's where most PDOs, I would say, are very experienced in dealing with security reviews and getting the app published. And again, if you are reaching out to PDO in terms of building an application on AppExchange, you should actually put that in your statement of work, that it would be PDO's responsibility to clear the last hurdle, which is the security review, and get the app up and running on the AppExchange. And I think based on what I've seen, I think that should not be a problem. That is something that PDOs are expected to do, and they do it all the time.
I was going to mention around that, because basically the ultimate delivery of a project like that is actually getting it published on the AppExchange. So if you're building something and it doesn't actually go through security review, then basically something's wrong in terms of the technical pieces itself. Now, The other thing I wanted to ask, and we can talk about your experience that you've had in this, but in case I am thinking of approaching AAPDO, what would be the things that I should ask or things that I should look out for in terms of selecting a partner that fits with my objective? Are there partners that potentially specialize in certain industries, or how, what's the sorting criteria and selection criteria that I should be looking out for whenever looking for a PDO partner?
Yeah, obviously, I think depending on the use cases, if you are building an application which is more marketing centric, then having a PDO who's done some good stuff in terms of marketing cloud, Pardot, obviously that's a big plus. So specialties do come into play. And I think the overall program is structured in a manner that if there are PDOs who specialize in certain technologies within Salesforce, that gets highlighted. Typical questions that you can expect from a PDO is in terms of, number one question is obviously the app that you're building, whether you want it free or paid. If it's paid, then what is the pricing structure like? How do you justify the pricing? And then some other things in terms of what would be your end user segment. So who are you selling this to? Is it small and medium businesses? Is it mid-market? Are you planning to sell this to enterprise? And what would be a typical end user persona like? Whether it's a business analyst, it's a business user, whether you are building some tools which are going to help administrators, or whether it's a toolkit which is going to help developers. So those are some of the questions that a PDO would definitely answer you. And then some considerations that you need to keep in mind as well is budget, in terms of what your cost is, what your timeline is for building the application. And then, as I said, you also want to look at some certifications that the PDO has. So the way the program is structured, to get to a certain tier within the program, a PDO needs to demonstrate that they have a certain number of specializations. They also need to demonstrate that they have a customer satisfaction score of, I think it varies from 4.2 to 4.5 for projects. And then they also need to demonstrate that they actually have some success stories in the past in similar domains as well. And I think the best part is all of that information is, most of that information, I would say, is publicly available on AppExchange. So if you do your due diligence in terms of looking at the listing, PDO listing on AppExchange, and applying the right set of filters, then I think you should be able to tailor down the list to a few PDOs. And then I always recommend, I mean, get conversations started with multiple, at least a few, 2 to 3 PDOs, and you'll actually get a sense of if one of them is completely off, then that's a good way to eliminate them. But it would in general give you a good sense of ballpark pricing as well as our timeline.
Approach it with an open mind, have very early discussions, and which it may actually, discussion from or multiple discussion may actually help you make a decision on one or one particular PDO as well, because in your mind you're able to share that information that you're getting from these partners. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask is around the actual maintenance and aftermath of publication of the application. And I wanted to ask if this is a service that people should potentially, again, try to look out for organizations, or actually PDOs providing that. And to give you an example, I worked for an ISV a while ago, and the product was built a few good years ago, and then we were using an outside company to maintain the application. But it was a fairly slow process, because we, in case, let's just say we had a bug, that particular bug was fed to us from the client, we had to take it and pass it through our own internal chain, and that was basically passed to the outsourcing company. They would deal with that, they would pass it over, and so on and so forth. And because it was an ISV, in order to actually get that into each system, you had to put that, package that, and then deploy that to every package that you have installed or every application that you have installed. So it was a very lengthy process. So I'm not exactly, what is your take on that? What's the best way for people that are accessing these PDOs to build their version one application? What's best practices for them to take it forward? Should they potentially think about getting people in-house, developers in-house, for fully maintaining that application? Or should the relationship continue with the developer or to the main PDO? Because of course they will have all the background in terms of what they've built. What's your take on that?
Yeah, so that's a tricky question because I've seen similar situations with multiple customers. I think if a PDO is offering some managed services, or if you stagger your statement of work so that getting the app on AppExchange is just one of the milestones, I think that is an approach that usually works out well. A lot of PDOs strongly prefer to keep working on the application even in maintenance mode. I think you can pay a monthly retainer fee in terms of enhancements or bug fixes, and then engage the same partner to do the work for you. It's a typical managed services model, which is very prevalent in the Salesforce partner ecosystem. The other option is obviously, yeah, you try and do things in-house. If you do that, then it's absolutely critical that you get a thorough knowledge transfer, because if you have not done the initial development, you need to make sure that you are well-equipped, your team is well-equipped to take things in-house. I have seen partners who have done that with reasonable success, because for customers who are, especially who have a multi-platform strategy, for some of them at least, getting the app to Salesforce AppExchange is most importantly checking another box. So if they have a product for Azure, they have a product for, say, SAP, they have a product for Salesforce. If in those cases they don't have a specialist Salesforce team, then obviously it makes a lot of sense to continue with a PDO partner. But if you have a development team in-house, then it makes sense to at least partially transition some of that knowledge to your team. And then if depending on the use cases, depending on the complexity, you may want to continue that engagement with PDO in some capacity or the other, or take it completely in-house. But again, that really depends on the business scenarios as well as the use cases and the complexity.
Makes sense. What is your opinion around how Salesforce as a platform is enabling, I guess, people to build applications and get them on the AppExchange? Do you feel that's streamlined enough from the Salesforce side, or could there be other improvements? Which I believe Salesforce is continuously working on that, and they're trying to give us the best opportunities that we have to put those applications in. But what's your take on that process having changed or improved over the last few years since you've worked in that area?
Oh, I think it has improved tremendously. I mean, if I were to compare 2007 to 2020, it's a completely different ecosystem. And I think overall, I would say it has changed for the good. I mean, almost a decade back, to build an application on AppExchange, it was very difficult. So, I mean, back in those days, AppExchange was one of the business models of how you can do business on Salesforce. Now, I think it's the dominant model, at least as far as product development is concerned. There is a dedicated AppExchange team as well. So even if you are a customer, nothing about building an application on AppExchange, I think from the time you submit a query on AppExchange that this is what you want to build, right to the step where your app actually goes live. It's like you have, like other partners, they have a dedicated relationship manager. You actually get a lot of good support from the AppExchange team. And I know that because I talk to some of the folks in the AppExchange team on a regular basis. I think that team has gone through some big transitions as well at the highest level. And I think overall, I think it's a much better ecosystem. As to whether there can be more improvements, of course, I think I would want to get to a stage where I just fill in a form, and then based on that, I get recommendations automatically in terms of who are some of the partners. I get a ballpark estimate. I would want to get to that level where I don't really need to go back and forth emailing PDOs, and I would want to be able to do all of that within the AppExchange platform itself. It's not quite there. I know a few partner ecosystems where that is possible, but I am pretty certain that that's the direction where we are moving in, considering there are so many PDOs and it's getting hard for each of them to differentiate themselves. I think Salesforce will need to do something about it.
Mm. The last thing I want to get your opinion on is, what are the best ways for people just to build something quite easily, mock-ups or drafts of apps, and then somehow to share that with the community to get feedback or so on? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, you can actually submit components to the AppExchange as well. And you can submit, I think, solutions across other categories, like, for example, bold solutions, which are templates that can be done as well. But components, definitely, there is a whole section of components on AppExchange. The process, I think it's still a little bit complex, and I think Salesforce does need to simplify it, especially for indie developers, independent developers who are not really associated with a partner. GitHub, I think, as long as you are wanting to make it open source and be able to share the IP of it with the general public, I think that's a good option. But again, I think if you want to popularize an application, I see there are a lot of applications on AppExchange which are free, which are built by individual developers, which have phenomenal feedback, very high ratings, and a lot of customers using it. So I think that's also a good way for developers to showcase their skills. So I've seen multiple applications. One of the ones which I remember is an application which was built around in the early days of LWC, which was built around some conversions from Visual Force to LWC. Like, it used to look at your VF pages and build out a skeleton in LWC. Another one which I can recall is it would look at your Apex classes and generate like 60 to 70% of the test code. And it was a free application. So all of those are really good use cases if you want to put them on AppExchange. And it not just helps popularize the application, but it actually helps you establish your brand as a developer or as an operator.
Last thing from my side is to say thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your experience and some of the advice in engaging with PDOs. In case people want to reach out, in case people want to, you know, hear what or read what you're sharing, what are the best ways for people to find you on? Are you a social media type of person? What's the best way to find you on the socials?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am on Twitter and LinkedIn. You should be able to find me there. I also have a blog, which is a little bit dormant. So I need to fix that. But otherwise, yeah, I'm fairly responsive on social media. Hopefully, I'll revive my blog as well. One last note from my side. I think on AppExchange, there is actually a new segment called COVID-19. If you want to build an application around COVID-19, work.com, or any other solution. So like in my organization, we have built multiple applications around the COVID-19 use case, and we have seen a lot of success with it. Most importantly, I think there is a human aspect to it as well. I think we all know that we are going through a crisis that humanity has not seen before. So if there are applications that you think you want to build on COVID-19, related to COVID-19 use cases, which would do general good, I strongly recommend that as well. And thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the SFDC Consultant Podcast. Be sure to visit sfdcconsultant.com to access the show notes and discover additional content. If you enjoy the podcast, it would be amazing if you could subscribe, give us a review, and share it with your peers. Until next time, take care.